fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Toto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, Big Fellow! I'm still there! Aye!
The Lone Ranger and his Indian companion, Tonto, rode leisurely along a winding trail as they journeyed to the southwest. As they topped a small hill, they could see a continuation of the trail in the valley below. Suddenly, Tonto pointed and spoke.
Look, Kimasabi. Stage come along trail through valley. Two riders chase behind stage.
They're pushing their horses hard.
Them shoot at stage. Them outlaws.
So hold up. They won't get away with it. Come on, fill there.
Come up, stop.
Use your guns, Tonto. They see us. They're circling back. Stage is safe now. We'll follow the outlaws.
Not pausing as they passed the stagecoach, the Lone Ranger and Tonto urged their mounts to greater speed as they followed the fleeing figures of the two outlaws.
Faster, Silver! Stop! They're separating. I'll follow the big one. You go after the other one.
Get him up!
Come on, Silver!
Tonto swung off to the left after one of the fleeing horsemen who had left the trail. The Lone Ranger continued along the trail in pursuit of the other outlaw, who was the bigger of the two. In spite of the flying bullets, which came dangerously close, the great Silver held his swift pace and gradually closed in on the man ahead. The outlaw was trying desperately to reload his empty gun as the Lone Ranger rode alongside him. Holstering his guns, the Lone Ranger gauged the distance. Then, with a mighty leap, he dragged the outlaw from his saddle.
Got you! Get up, you!
Pedro Cortez! He will kill you!
Pedro Cortez, huh? I've been hunting for you.
No one fight more better than me. I kill you with my fist.
This is your chance.
These make you sorry.
I'll finish this right now. Get to your feet. Come on.
No. Pedro Cortez, he have enough. My jaw, I think she is broken.
I'll take your gun.
Why? Why you do this to me? With that mask, you must be...
Forget the mask. I'm sending you back to Stone City.
The sheriff will be glad to get his hands on you.
But why you do this? Pedro has never do anything to you.
Hello, this is Pedro Cortez. One of the men we've been hunting.
Oh. Other outlaw, him go in canyon.
We'll find him later. Right now, we'll ride to Stone City with Cortez. I'll wait on the edge of town while you take him into the jail. Get to your horse, Cortez. Your outlaw days are over.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto returned to the outskirts of Stone City with their prisoner. The masked man waited while Tonto turned Pedro over to the sheriff. Then they again started southwestward toward Red Pass, their original destination. Meanwhile, a group of angry men faced the marshal in his office at Red Pass.
Calm down, men. If you have a complaint, let one man speak for all of you. I can't listen to everybody at once.
You talk to the marshal, then. You've had more losses than the rest of us.
All right, I will. Marshal, something's got to be done about rounding up that gang of outlaws that's rustling our cattle, robbing the business places in town.
If they're too smart for you, Marshal, why don't you send somewheres for some help?
Sure. I have sent for some help, but so far it hasn't come.
How about telling us when that special help is going to get here?
I said all I'm going to say about it. I'm doing the best I can under the circumstances. And if any of you think he can do better, he can take my badge right now.
Oh, hold on, boys. Wait a minute now. There's no use getting the marshal riled up over us coming here and asking for some action. We know he's going to do all he can to round up those coyotes.
No.
Marshal, if you say you have some help coming, that's fine. If you need any of us, you can call on us. How about it, boys?
If I need any of you, I'll be sure to call on you. But till then, let me go after him in my own way.
Just as you say, Marshal.
I'll promise you one thing. With the help I'm expecting, I'm certain before very long we'll have those owl hoots behind bars lock, stock, and barrel. Now clear out of my office so as I can have room to do a bit of thinking.
The following day, the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the outskirts of Red Pass and pitched camp. Tonto rode into town to get a few supplies and to get what information he could pick up. It was dusk when he returned to the camp.
Easy, fella.
Well, Tonto, find out anything?
Me hear plenty. You must have it.
What did you hear?
You see two men come from cafe. Them walk into shadows between buildings. So me follow and listen. Me hear them talking.
What do you think that special help is the marshal's talking about?
Don't tell him. We better keep our eyes open so that we can find out and let Bart know.
Yeah, that's what Bart's got us posted in town for. To let him know what goes on.
Don't forget we're supposed to keep our eyes peeled for that hombre Pedro Cortez, too. Bart's got word Cortez wants to join up with
him. How are we going to know Cortez when we see him?
Bart's never met him, but he gave me a description. Cortez is a Mexican owl hoot with a scar over his left eye. Bart says he talks with an accent.
Why does Bart want to tie up with him?
Why, Cortez is supposed to be one of the best shots in the territory.
It ought to be easy to spot him with the description Bart gave him.
That's right. If we meet Cortez, Bart wants us to bring him out to the camp. We'll have to watch our step, though. We don't want any of these armories around town to get suspicious of us.
I hope Cortez comes before we pull that big express job. It'll be a lot of help. Well, let's get back to the cafe before somebody sees us together. Go on, I'll follow in a few minutes.
Men leave one at a time and go back to cafe. And talk about man we leave with sheriff in Stone City.
Yes, the Bart they mentioned must be Bart Lewis, leader of the outlaw gang from Pecos County.
You let Marshal know we come to Red Pass, Kemosabe?
No, Tonto.
And you want me take letter, Padre Wright, to Marshal, maybe?
No, not yet. I thought of a plan I want to try.
Oh, what that?
Pedro Cortez is a man about my size. He has a deep voice. I have a vivid mental picture of his appearance. I've decided to disguise myself very carefully so that I look just like Cortez.
And then what you do?
I go to town as Cortez and meet those two men. They'll take me to the outlaw's hideout.
That's plenty dangerous, Kemosabe.
Well, it's worth a try. I can talk with enough accent to get by. And they said Bart Lewis hasn't met Pedro Cortez.
Well, them say that.
You ride to town with me, Tonto. Watch in the shadows outside the cafe. If they do decide to take me to Bart's camp, you'll see us come out and ride away. Follow us and be nearby in case of trouble.
And that's a good idea.
We'll get busy right now with the disguise. Tonight we'll ride to town and I'll meet those men. I hope to join Bart Lewis's gang as Pedro Cortez.
That night, a tall, swarthy-skinned man with a prominent scar above his left eye entered the cafe in Red Pass and stood just inside the door for a moment. He was the Lone Ranger, expertly made up to look like Pedro. As he paused near the door, a voice spoke at his elbow.
I got a message for Pedro Cortez. Come outside where we can talk.
Bueno, amigo. I am Pedro Cortez. It is to get such a message that I have come. Now we should go outside, no?
All right.
What is this message you have for Pedro Cortez, huh?
Don't talk so loud. Bart Lewis posted me and another hombre here in this town as spies. He told us to watch for you.
Oh, he'd expect me, huh?
Yeah. We was to tell you to take you into the gang if you want to join up with him. You got a big job lined up, and you can share it.
Oh, these Bart Lewis. I did not think I'd meet up with such an hombre before any place, no?
No. You and Bart never met before, Pedro. But he heard about you and knew you were headed this way.
Bueno. Everywhere people they have hear about Pedro Cortez, eh?
Bart has a reputation, too. He's a tough hombre and plenty smart. You and him would make a good team.
Bueno, amigo. At least Bart Lewis, he'd like to meet Pedro Cortez. So we go for to meet with him, huh?
Yeah. We'll get our horses and ride to our hidden camp right now. What do you say to that?
Si. I'm ready, amigo.
Ranger and the outlaw rode away. Tonto, who had been watching from the shadows, mounted scout and followed so that he'd know where the Lone Ranger was in case the masked man needed help. Also, signals of communication had been arranged between them. Later, guided by the outlaw, the Lone Ranger, disguised as the notorious Pedro Cortez, arrived at the hidden camp of Bart Lewis, the gang leader.
What up? Oh,
well, here we are, Pedro. This is the cabin Bart uses for his headquarters.
Oh, he must be one smart hombre, this Bart. Never would anyone find such a place as this without someone to show the way.
That's right. This little base in the hills is a natural hiding place. Yep. Come on, let's go inside.
Si.
Come in. Here he is, Bart. Pedro Cortez in person.
Well, so you found him, huh? I'm glad to see you, Pedro.
So you are these great Bart Lewis I've heard about, huh?
That's right. I'm boss around here. And I'm giving you a chance to join up with me.
And if I decide not to join your gang, senor, then what?
In that case, you'll have to stay around with us a few days.
Well, for what reason, senor?
Now that you know our hideout, I'm taking no chances.
But I'm not...
Have a big job coming up shortly. After that, we hit the trail.
Oh, perhaps I do not choose to stay a few days, senor.
No. Well, this says you want to stay.
Do not be hasty, senor Bart.
Now, wait a minute, you two. I thought you wanted to get together.
Yeah, sure. Put away your gun, Pedro. I was just testing you.
Well, as I've learned, Pedro Cortez is not the one to fool with, senor.
You know, alive, he sure was quick on the draw.
Yeah, he was plenty fast, all right. Get a couple of the men in here. I got something for him to do.
All right, boss.
Hey, Jim, Phil, come in here. Bart wants you.
Right,
right
here.
Yeah,
they're coming in,
boss. Right. Oh, boys, you've heard of Pedro Cortez. This
sure
is him.
Sure.
Cover him, boys, quick!
Caramba, why you do this?
Look, mister, your draw was quick as lightning, just like Cortez is said to draw.
So, senor?
I remember what I hear, stranger. And because I do remember something, I've decided you're not Pedro Cortez at all.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Howl to continue. The Lone Ranger, posing as Pedro Cortez, stood facing the guns of Bart's men. He realized the moment was a ticklish one. As he did some fast thinking, an amused smile played about his lips. Finally, after a tense moment, he replied to Bart's words.
Now, you would try to say that Pedro Cortez is not Pedro Cortez, senor. Such a thing. It does not make sense.
It makes plenty of sense to me.
Why do you think I'm not Cortez, senor, huh?
Pedro Cortez is a crack shot and quick on the draw. But with his left hand, you drew with your right.
Oh, that amigo. It is so simple to explain, senor.
Well, wait a minute. You can't tell me you...
Senor Bart, many times Pedro Cortez has put on a mask. Then he takes gold from someone here or there.
What's that got to do with it?
People have told lawmen Pedro Cortez is one who shoot with his left hand.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That is what they remember, but nothing else. So I say, Pedro, this is not good.
Go on.
There is only one thing to do, senor. It is for Pedro to learn to shoot with his right hand as well as the left.
Well, I'll soon find out if you're speaking the truth. We'll take that old lantern over there, light it, and carry it a good distance from this cabin. You can show us how you can shoot with your left hand.
I'll take the lantern over, Bart.
Right. As soon as he gets that lantern placed, you can show me what that left hand of yours can do. I know you draw fast with your right. Let's walk to the doorway. You men, keep those guns pointed right at his back till I find out if he can shoot left-handed. Now, mister, soon he'll have that lantern set up. When I give you the word, you can draw and shoot at it with your left hand.
And if I do not hit the lantern, senor?
From what I hear, Pedro Cortez wouldn't miss it. So if you miss it, my men will gun you down where you stand.
That is not so good, senor.
I also heard Cortez wasn't easily scared.
All set?
Right. He's got the lantern set up back there.
It is a long way off, senor.
If you're as good as Cortez is supposed to be, you will hit it. Now shoot!
Si, senor!
By thunder, you did it.
Now what you think, senor, huh?
Well, I... Yes, I made a mistake. All right, man, you can go. Pedro and me has some planning to do about that express job we're pulling tomorrow night.
Once Bart was convinced that the Lone Ranger was Pedro Cortez, he talked freely of his plans before they all turned in for the night. It was just before dawn that the Lone Ranger, who had rolled in his blanket just outside Bart's cabin, heard something that brought him from a sound sleep into complete wakefulness.
Auto signal. He's over in that clump of trees. Otto, I've been expecting you.
Guards, watch Crave. They come on foot over here.
The gang plans to rob the express office. They'll all be on hand for the job.
You ride with them?
Yes. Now listen carefully. I'll tell you exactly what my plan is to capture the whole gang red-handed.
After his talk with Toto, the Lone Ranger gave the Indian the note the padre had written to the marshal, together with a silver bullet, so that the marshal wouldn't hesitate to follow Toto. Then the masked man managed to return to his place near Bart's cabin without being seen. That afternoon, unknown to the Lone Ranger, one of the outlaws brought some news to Bart.
Bart, I got some real news this time.
Yeah, what is it?
An hombre rode into town this morning. He's at the cafe now.
What about him?
That hombre says he used to ride with Pedro Cortez.
He did. Oh, why didn't you bring him out here?
Because he said that a few days ago, Pedro Cortez was caught. And that he's in jail right now over at Stone City.
What?
That's the truth, Bart. What's more, he said the hombre who caught Pedro was a tall, masked man riding a big white stallion.
Well, I'll be... Then this hombre who's in our camp is a fake, huh? He must be the one who turned Cortez in.
That's the way I figured it. He's riding a big white stallion, and he sure ain't Pedro Cortez.
This is mighty interesting. What else you find out?
Well, the marshal and the posse are fixing to hide inside the express office tonight. As soon as the gang gets close enough, they plan to shoot him down. It's a trap, Bart.
Yeah. That stranger's the one who planned it, too.
You're going to call off the robbery?
No. We'll go right ahead. But don't worry. We aren't going to get trapped. Somebody else is.
That night, the outlaws headed for the express office in Red Pass. Bart rode side by side with the Lone Ranger, who was still disguised as Pedro Cortez.
Well, we're almost to the edge of town. When we get close to the express office, we'll all put on masks. You got one with you, Pedro?
Si, senor. I carry one with me for just such a purpose.
I was sure you'd have one. Now, there's the express office just ahead. Yeah, don't suppose anyone will be wise to the fact we're coming after that gold, do you?
Oh, it is always possible, senor. But this end of town looks deserted, no?
It sure looks deserted, all right. Stop here, man.
Well,
be as quiet as you can. We don't want to attract any attention. Put on your masks. Here's my plan. Since Pedro is the best shot here, and since he's got plenty of nerve, we'll let him lead us into that express office.
Wait,
get
senor.
Get moving, you. Walk toward that express office. You'll be between us and the guns of the men you got planted in there.
I see you found out.
Sure. You didn't fool us, stranger. Now you're the one who's on the spot. Get moving. If they don't gun you down, we will.
No, you won't. Look behind you.
Hey, the marshal and the posse. They're coming out from behind those buildings.
Fight your way to the horses, men.
You're not going anyplace, Lewis.
Only hurry to grab for Bart's gun, knocking it out of the outlaw's hand. At the same time, Bart grappled for a moment so that the Lone Ranger couldn't draw. Then suddenly giving the masked man a shot, Bart headed into the shadows. As the Lone Ranger regained his balance, he quickly drew his guns to fire at the fleeing outlaw chief. Then, deciding not to shoot since he might kill Bart, and knowing that he could probably catch the fleeing man and bring him back alive, he raced after Bart, who had managed to reach the horses and mount. The Lone Ranger had found out that Bart kept another gun in his saddlebag, but without thought of the danger, he mounted Silver.
Hey, big fella. Come on, Silver!
The outlaw leader rode a fine horse, and he felt certain that he'd soon leave the masked man far behind. But he had never seen the beautiful Silver in action. Bart glanced back, then reached for the gun he kept in the saddlebag. The Lone Ranger disregarded the bullets that whined about his head. And without bothering to use his own guns, he waited until Bart's was empty. Then he moved up foot by foot until he was alongside Bart. Reaching over with a mighty effort, he grasped the outlaw chief by the back of the neck and literally lifted him from the saddle.
Get off that horse! Oh, he's a steady big fella.
I'll kill you, you dirty...
You've done your last killing.
Try to fool me, will you?
You're easily fooled. This has gone far enough. Well, Silver, I will take him back.
Meantime, back on the edge of town, the marshal and his men had subdued the leaderless gang of outlaws and had taken them to the town jail.
All right, you bunch of crooks, quiet down.
Bart will find some way to get us out of here. We won't be here long.
Yeah, Bart can outrun that mask armory he was posing as Cortez.
Sure he can.
Come on, men. Let's get out of here and go into the front office where we can have peace and quiet.
Marshal, I hear you really nabbed that outlaw gang.
Yeah, got them all but one. What? The leader, Bart Lewis.
You mean he got away?
Oh, him not get away. Him come back.
Who are you, Indian?
Me, Tonto. You wait. Bart Lewis soon be brought to jailhouse.
You seem mighty sure of yourself.
Me sure.
I feel the same as Tonto does about it. I have a cell waiting for Bart right now.
I hope you're right, but sure. As far as I can see...
Him come now and bring Outlaw Chief.
Hey, he's got him.
There he is, Marshal. He's all yours.
Yeah, if it hadn't been for this hombre, you'd have never got me, Marshal. I can tell you that.
Take him back to his cell, one of you men.
All right, Marshal. Come on, you. Get back to the others.
Marshal, looks like that settles the outlaw gang once and for all.
Right? Yep, sure does, Lem. Say, Masked Man, he and the Indian are gone. I might have known that Masked Man and Tonto would up and leave quiet-like.
Marshal, look here. Do you mind telling us just how he arranged to catch up with them outlaws?
He posed as another well-known outlaw and joined them.
You don't say.
Sure. Then he sent me a note saying to tell around town we were going to hide inside the express office to trap the outlaws.
But we didn't hide inside the express office.
I know. That was our plan. The outlaws had two spies around town.
Yeah?
The Indian told me of them.
I see.
They told Bart Lewis what they thought our plan was. But we were really hiding behind the building across the street. So we got them all.
You know, it's strange that Masked Man and the Indian just walked out without a word.
Don't let that bother you none. He's a man of few words, but plenty of action, that one.
Oh, so I noticed. Just who is he?
He's the help I asked for in a note to a certain padre,
well,
man. That's why I felt sure we'd catch them outlaws. You see... He's the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by...